Salam everyone, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, great. Could you hear the meditation process going on here?
Good sound.
Yunus, could you hear that? I heard I was talking and in the teaching the meditation.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good. So we probably can broadcast the meditation at 7 o'clock in this room so people can come here and meditate too at the same time.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Good idea.
Right. Do I sound okay?
I just want to remind everyone that when you're not talking, you can put yourself in mute so that you don't give any feedback. Because there's feedback coming from someone right now.
Yeah, who is that, you know? Is that me?
I'm not sure if it's either Rob or Hashminder. Yeah, it's now better.
It sounds like it is stuffed.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like people are there in the meditation room.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Sarah had just arrived.
Yeah.
So we can wait a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to... Is the members room in Paltak open also? No, it's not.
No, I think so.
Yeah, we don't need the room anymore, do we?
Well, the idea was if somebody went there by mistake, you know, we can tell them come here. But I don't think it's really needed.
Yeah, okay.
Something, one thing less to do.
What is this? Oh my gosh, what have I got going on here?
Hi, Anindama, salam.
What's going on, Mom?
We can hear you, Mom.
It's an amazing software.
Sorry about that.
What was going on?
I have Pal Talk all over my screen. Okay.
We can learn Turkish while we're watching here.
If you want, yeah.
Is that what those writings are in Turkish? Yeah, they published, yeah.
There were just a few little spots there where we saw some writing.
So now you can see my screen?
Yes,
Yes. Yeah, you see the Mission of Maitreya, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice, very nice.
I wonder, could somebody invite Tahara in? She can't get in.
Huh. This is not like an invitation, though.
We can invite them. Maybe we should start the Pal Talk and give the connection to this in Pal Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have the connection, Ma?
Let's see. She said she can't find her download. Let me give her the connection.
Yeah,
that would be
the
better thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's 5 minutes after.
All right. Okay, then you can tell why Aziz is not here. Nur is not here.
Well, Nur, I believe, just part-time. Right? Okay, someone just came in.
I think that was Kyosha. Salam, Kyosha.
Okay.
Salam, everyone. Oh, I forgot how to turn my mic off.
Oh, that's better.
That will help. Thanks, Kevin. Well, I was just telling everyone why Noor is not with us tonight. I believe Noor got a new part-time job, and it just so happened that he has to work tonight, so he won't be able to be with us.
Yeah, actually, he works every night from 6 to 10. So for next 2 months, probably he's not going to be with us.
What kind of job it is?
He escorts the some tests that they take in Texas, in Texas schools. It's just like an entrance test or something. And they need the people that they know how to score tests to do that. And that's what he's doing.
Well, yeah. So he'll be scoring some tests, so he's not going to be with us. but he said he's going to listen to the meetings, and yeah.
Yeah, it's being recorded, so he can look at it. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are stuck with me as your moderator. Sorry. So I think we should get started, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did Tahira arrive also? I don't see her. But, yeah.
Is Tahira made it?
So, Salam alaikum. Welcome. How is everyone doing? Does everyone have sound?
What is the background noise we have?
Yeah, there's some static somewhere.
Static there, yeah.
Is it for me?
It's gone now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Salam. Welcome. How is everyone doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm going to be helping you next 2 months until Noor comes. So
yeah.
I'm the co-moderator here.
Thanks, God, for that. Yeah, I had the best co-moderator.
Thanks, God.
This is a good deal, huh?
Well, it depends
how much. I'll keep Noor out of it.
It depends how much you love God. Yeah, go ahead. But go ahead. His question is, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, God. Doing fine here. Thanks, God.
I'm doing fine. Thanks, God.
Great. I see we have a new person with us tonight, I guess. Rob, you are welcome also. And Ashmander, Brad. You are all welcome. Salam. Shrin. Yeah.
And also, when you tell us how are you doing, we can check your mics are they okay or not.
Yeah, if you...
And of course, Rod, as a new person, can come in and tell us who he is and introduce himself if he wants. And also Tahira just came in.
Yeah. Salam, Tahira.
Go ahead.
Salam, Tahira. And I just wanted to say that if you want to mute yourself, you just click on the green microphone next to your name, and it mutes you.
I believe the greeting here is Salam. So say Salam.
That's right. Yeah, Salam means we pay our salutations to the divinity within you. It's a new greeting, a mixture of like Salam is salute, Salam which is in many cultures is the greeting, and Om is the first sound that pretty much created the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that was you, Rob, right?
Yes, it was me.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So welcome. How did you find about the mission of Maitreya or the meetings?
Well, I just went on Pal Talk and visited Interfaith in Religion and Spirituality, and I believe it was Ananda Ma who told me about whether or not I was receiving the newsletter, and she private messaged me, and she told me, oh, I gave her my email, and she made sure that I would get the newsletter in my email, and this is the first time I've been here, I'll be being here in this meeting.
Okay. Yeah, great. These are the monthly meetings for the mission members. So everyone, like pretty much from all around the world, we just come in and it's an informal meeting. We just share, you know, what's going on in our part of the world and any topics we might have, we can discuss. So yeah, welcome. Glad to see you here. Does anyone have anything to bring up? Any topics? How did you guys find the monthly news brief?
There it is.
Here is the news brief. If you haven't seen it yet, Maitreya's article. Maitreya had a beautiful article on a positive note, Phoenix Rising. It sure is.
It was a great article, absolutely great.
Yeah.
Like Christ said, I'm like a seed. I have to fall down on earth before I can germinate.
Mm-hmm.
We all are. Yeah.
It's amazing.
We have
when
disasters.
Yeah. And when you watch the news, there's even more disasters happening just every day.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah. I think after this news brief, there was an earthquake in Japan. A big one, but nothing really happened.
Even there was in Turkey.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Did it affect you at all?
No, it was on the eastern side.
And there was a
city. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say there was a cyclone in Fiji.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big one. True. A couple things going on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the city I live in had a huge earthquake about 10 years ago. It pretty much all destroyed. But now they're expecting a big one in Istanbul.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. That's going to be a bad one.
I know. And if it happens, Turkey might get, you know, destroyed. Because Istanbul is pretty much Turkey at this point.
But Turkey might wake up, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I sure hope so. Yeah, very bad. They built, I don't know, so badly, not thinking about the earthquake buildings and everything. So it's a disaster waiting to happen. In fact, it's amazing. Like you see, it happens in Japan and not much happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if such an earthquake happens in Istanbul, a lot will happen.
No. The housing is not as good, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, in a way, it's an It's a good thing, so. Mm-hmm. It's an awakening opportunity.
I also thought that the article about perhaps the glacier was hit by a huge comet, and mm-hmm. that coincides with the time of, possibly with the time of the flood of Noah. That's amazing mm-hmm. to me. Yeah, here we go. It was the flood of Noah created by a meteor colliding with the mm-hmm. earth. That's amazing.
Actually, it was predicted in Zoe already. That's one part, was the melting mm-hmm. of glaciers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the PBS channel is a good channel, huh? I used to watch that all the time, good documentaries.
The good thing about them is that they bring to you the latest scientific discoveries. And mm-hmm. that really updates your knowledge of what they have found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is exact amazing discovery. I wonder what else is there to find about these.
A lot.
Yeah. If they were to, like, focus all that, money and time and energy with using the teachings. I wonder what else is there. Maybe there are cities underneath the water.
They're supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Atlantis mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, human doesn't want to give the credit to God. Wants to take the credit themselves, and that's one problem. They have to be humble.
Yeah, humans remember God only when they're in trouble.
Yep.
God, please help us. Then who is God?
I like the promises they give you when they're in trouble.
Yeah, this was a great article too at the flood of Noah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So anyone else, any opinions about the Newsweek?
I just know that I read the news brief last Sabbath, and I was just enthralled by the whole thing. I thought it was really good. And I also took the time to join the mission Facebook page and looked around. I didn't see any, like, discussion or anything in particular on there, but I'd like to join some of the other social networks as well.
Yeah, this is your meeting time, members. You go ahead, and if you have something in your mind, you want to share or make it more lively as a member of the mission, or you have a question, that's the time, and I'm here, so you can go ahead and bring anything you want. It's really your room.
Anything. How have you been the last month, I guess? And feel free to jump into the conversation anytime.
I have a question. This is going to be my first time.
You're very low.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, still a little low.
Do you know who it is?
It's either Rob or Hashimoto.
It's Maverick.
Okay, Maverick, yeah. But you are coming through a little low. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, the volume is very low.
Yeah, you might want to check the microphone level.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Much better.
Okay, I have a question. This is going to be my first time to observe the Feast of Passover. And my question is, where can I go to find the Hotch sign to put above my doorway?
Nation used to make necklaces. I don't think we make them anymore, do we?
No, we've discontinued making those. Maybe someday we'll start again, maybe in a different way. Mm-hmm. Somebody could, if they know silver or know how to make jewelry, we could make them really beautiful.
But as far as putting the Hotch signs above your doorway?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can give you a suggestion on what I did. If you want.
Yes.
Well, I bought this, what do they call this? Like a canvas that painters use to paint. They put it on a, like a frame. I bought a square one, a white square frame, which has this canvas on it. And I just put the greatest sign. I painted the greatest sign on it. I draw the greatest sign, which also helped me to learn the seals and exactly the things in it. Like before that, I have never noticed that. Oh, I'm getting a feedback from someone doing something. It also, anyways, it also helps you like to learn the seals and the places on the greatest sign. So that might be an option.
So could I just maybe just put the greatest sign above my door in lieu of that, or?
Yes, you can.
Because I had called earlier and spoken to Nana, and she suggested maybe just put the greatest sign above my door. Since
yes.
It has, since
that,
it has,
that would be fine, too, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I just posted a URL. If you go to that page, you can actually print the greatest mm-hmm. sign there and just cut the hash sign from it and mm-hmm. and put it on something or just put it on your door.
Okay.
Or you can also go to the website and go to the e-commerce and there is greatest sign there for you to buy.
And the date one. And the date to post that is March 27th.
Yeah, the day the very afternoon that we have the service. After the service, that's when you do it.
Okay. Thanks, God.
March 28th, I think it's said on the website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's been, it was determined that it's actually March 27th. It's Saturday
yeah.
evening.
Yeah, if you can see my screen, I highlighted it for you.
Okay.
It says March 27th, 6 p.m.
Isn't that also a Sabbath day?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's an extra bonus. It's Sabbath and it's Passover.
Sabbath that means, huh?
Can we offer Tahara any help? Because she can't seem to hear anything. She's writing in the text.
Hmm. Well, okay. If you don't,
I don't think she can hear you.
Oh, she can.
Yeah. But you could.
Yeah. Well, what can I say?
I wonder if the new program downloaded for her.
Okay, go to, can you type this for him? View.
Yeah, sure.
Audio. I think that's when we need a null here.
Yeah, she goes to view.
There's a setup. Anybody sees the setup?
It says audio setup, but she said she tried that.
Okay.
muted. Unmuted.
Yeah. I'm not sure why is she here. It could be because of her computer setup?
Could be. Maybe she should reboot. That might help her. Is Brad our Brad from Pennsylvania?
On my list, it looks like he's offline. Where is she?
Brad?
Yeah. Tahira and Brad seems to be offline.
Hmm. Offline, I see. Okay. She should go to the setting and probably play with it to see which one is going to work for her.
Well, yeah. She came on mine, but yeah, I think she cannot hear it again. Well, she says she will try again, so we'll see. So, I was going to ask if you guys would like to talk about the feasts or the holidays. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any other topic, then we can. Because the Passover is coming up, and it's probably a good opportunity for us to remember all the seven feasts.
Sure.
Yeah, and I also try to, like, visualize and also understand how wonderful these are going to be, or these are, the holidays are. I mean, practice in a community of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's symbolic, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it serves a great purpose
mm-hmm.
and also a unifying way, mm-hmm. rather than the ways the holidays are now.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? Any questions? Well, I see that Danish has just arrived.
Oh, okay, yeah. Brad.
Yeah, Salom. Brad is also seems to be online, and we have a new person in the room, Danish, Salom. I hope you have your... if you have your mic, you can check your sounds.
Oh, Danish, I see. Yeah, as a new person, you can grab the mic and introduce yourself to us and tell us who you are, Danish. If you want. Otherwise, it's fine.
Okay, he says he doesn't have any mic.
Mic, okay. Sure.
Well, yeah. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Salom.
Mm-hmm.
So many people know about Salom. That's beautiful.
Well, the Jewish people say Shalom, and Muslims say Salam.
Mm-hmm.
That covers almost half a human population, so all these they are familiar with it.
And there's salute also.
And also Hindus know about Om and Buddhists and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we cover around 2/3 of humanity. 1/3 of this half of humanity know about some part of it. So it's not that hard to remember Salute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, what did you? Did anybody want to talk about the holidays that Eunice brought up, or did you want to know any specific Eunice yourself?
Well, I was going to suggest maybe we can discuss how it's going to be a unifying force if followed by all humanity.
That's a good question.
Well, for sure, in the Bible, in Leviticus, it says that God demanded that these are kept forever and ever. So I think that's the only scripture that says these holidays, these holy days, should be kept forever and ever. So, that's kind of a long time, forever and ever.
It means forever.
Yeah.
Anybody has any idea how...
Not in the eyes of God, that's true.
Yeah. Does anybody any idea how these feasts unify humanity?
Yes, it gives them... These 7 holidays, holy days, that God said that we should keep, instead of all the holidays that they're now following that don't unify them at all.
I imagine the mission established and everybody came and said, okay, sure. God sent all the religions, and we are all his children, and let's create an earth that belongs to everyone and share and live happy and happily ever after by following God's will. And then they start saying, okay, let's follow some holidays. Which holiday are we going to follow?
I think that's the first point in the it's how it's going to unify, because now there are like 7 that everyone can agree on. It's not Muslim says this, these are the holidays, these are, or the Christian says this, but no, what God said.
There's a question in the text by Rod that says, why is the first month called Eve?
Because the first woman who married the first begotten son, name was Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve. So the first month also called Eve. Does that make sense? Actually, I should have let you guys answer that. I was too quick there.
You are.
Yeah.
Way ahead.
So does that make sense, Rod?
He was typing there, yes.
No, it's great.
Go ahead. Oh, I just saw that Dane Ish was saying writing a music based on the reality of the teachings to unify.
Was this Dane Ish or was it?
Yeah.
That is.
Salam.
Yes, Salam. Yeah. It's Dan Slan.
Oh, right.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hello.
Where are you at with the music? You don't have a microphone. That's great.
Yeah, he's typing on.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, he has a page in. What is that social network called?
MySpace, link, Facebook.
Facebook, yeah, for the mission, and he has some music there.
Great. Yeah.
He's a musician, and he wants to write something about the mission.
Yeah, he says it takes time. Yeah.
Sure. Take your time. Let God inspire you. Then it's going to come through beautifully.
And another day about the holidays is that with the God's way is it's great because it's also like there are seven feasts. It has greater symbolic meaning, and at the same time, like it prepares the person to like to live a spiritual life throughout the year. But now, rather than just having like some holiday just to take up the, you know, the rat race or the confusion of the world a couple of days and just forget about God. So if they remember during the holiday, of course, throughout the year.
Amen.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Actually, Passover is just like a being born, like a springtime, the time of Earth waking up, and we are beginning a new journey. The darkness finished, the winter, the cold, the time of being in hell is done. And we are born again. So it's a new beginning for everyone in the springtime. So it's the time to meditate, repent, ask God's forgiveness, get out of our comfort zone, and go where God wants us to go.
And it's interesting, one of the last feasts is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a very joyous time. So you kind of like work really hard all year, and at the end of this joyous feast.
And you celebrate,
Actually, Feast of Tabernacle is the time of reaching pure consciousness.
Oh, okay.
God comes down to earth and take you with him to heaven. And then hell starts.
The next week.
Yeah, the week after that, then it is the witches come down on earth in Thanksgiving and
Halloween.
The solar year starts in the middle of the winter and the middle of the hell. And then Passover is the time it's renewal. Those who didn't make it by last Passover have another chance.
Quick question about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I remember, like, I think it was 2 years ago, in this feast, I made bread without using any of those
yeast.
Yeah. I remember I got sick first because probably I was used to eating with yeast. But now I cannot eat with yeast. I don't like that bread. I cook it all the time. So is that has a symbolic meaning, and is that also like suggestive?
Hey, that's gonna. I'm gonna let that everybody else answer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm gonna control myself, not jump into it.
Everybody's speaking at once.
Yeah, please.
Stop.
Well, yeah, most people are typing things, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to answer that question? It's a symbolic of putting yeast out. What does yeast do?
I can.
Go ahead.
Well, I kind of know the answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead, Kyosha.
Okay, I was going to say I could answer it, but it's a lot harder for me to actually do it. I'm still working on that one. It has to do with the sin in our lives and getting the sin. The yeast and the leavening that makes the bread rise has to do with the sin in our lives, and we don't want that sin there.
What happens if somebody lies?
You have to lie to cover the lie, and then you have to lie to cover the lie to cover the lie. So it's like the yeast, it gets bigger and bigger.
ego inflates, huh?
Yeah.
What happens when you sin?
Create karma.
Create karma. Yeah.
You fall from the grace. Yeah.
You fall from grace. You fall even more to Maya and sin. So it inflates. So what does the yeast do with the bread?
It pops it up.
It pops it up, makes it inflate. So when you put the yeast out, what happens to bread?
It's flat.
It makes you sick.
The first time, at least.
At least the first time. So I guess it's easy to conclude what is the symbolic meaning of putting yeast out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nowadays I see the bread has more yeast in it than it has, like, flour.
Really? Wow. What kind of bread do they have in Turkey?
Oh, they have all kinds of bread. In fact, the quality of bread, I could say here, is pretty good, compared to the ones I used to have in the United States.
do you have any Jewish community there?
Yes, there are.
They might have unyeast bread close to the feast.
Yeah, I've never. There are a lot of Jews in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I used to have a friend in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They had good breads, yeah.
Yes.
Special name, but I forgot what they called.
And also Indian chapati. Have you heard chapati?
Mm-hmm. Chapati, yeah.
They don't have yeast.
Kyosha writes yum.
What's that?
Kyosha wrote yum for chapatis.
She's remembering.
My favorite ones you make at the mission, Sarah G. They were always so godly delicious.
Amen. Thanks to God.
Thanks to God, yeah.
Someday we'll have a big chapati kitchen, make chapatis everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best option. In fact, like, we make our own bread also, and that's a lot better than anything else you can get out.
Maybe we can have a chapati contest.
Moving there for sure. That clinched it, huh, Kyosha? The chapatis.
OK, Shiosha coming, huh?
Yeah, hopefully before getting the, like, maybe the temple, at least we can have like the feast in a retreat area or something. Yeah, that we can do yoga and the services and chanting and everything, and eat good food and
and grow our own food and pick our own food.
Yeah, one of the projects, if people want to take it up, is to really create a great program for the Feast of Tabernacle in that week. Have an intense exercise and yoga and meditation and many things for a week. So when the people come to Feast of Tabernacle, they're really killing themselves and meditate and do a lot of yoga, and by the time of the end of the feast, they have purified themselves and exercise, and the body is really opened itself to this rituality. And that's one of the projects I'm thinking, you know, to work on, or if anybody have any ideas. For example, what you do in a Beyond Mind in your center, Eunice, you know, probably we can work out that one, make the Feast of Tabernacle a really, a very intense period for that kind of exercises.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, now I'm writing the business plan for Beyond Minds in English because I think we are partnering. I'm going to partner up with my brother. He's also a Pilates and yoga instructor and a personal trainer. And like now I'm studying all kinds of like whatever physical activity people know and what they know about everything. And also yoga and other activities like that, and we'll put a program of Beyond Mind, like to start a person from like the beginning, prepare them for yoga asanas, and take them even higher, and even have like some maybe martial arts in it, you know, for those who would like to become Jedis.
That is the part of Vipassana.
Exactly, yeah. True Jedis. The Paravipas, yeah. So, yeah, such a program, and it will be great if we can get feedback from you, Maitreya, and put something together,
Yeah, it's a, actually, it's a beautiful place here in New Mexico. It's called... that Grande, what that place in the Jemez, that the mountain fell into inside and
created. Oh yeah, the caldera,
caldera,
something like that. The great caldera, I think.
It's called something also as a great
something like that.
Sabana or something. Anyway, it's beautiful. It's the middle of the mountain, but millions of years ago, the mountain fell inside it, so it creates a very great sabana, great caldera. What's caldera is in English? Anyway, it's beautiful.
Beautiful?
No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think. Do we have any Spanish person here? Don't think caldera is beautiful. And they have buildings built there, and the government, United States government took over a couple of years ago. They rent the place, and it has cabins and have a main house, and it's beautiful place for retreat. And if you can rent that place for the Feast of Tabernacle, I think it's going to everybody can, but after 7-8 days, everybody's going to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm Spanish.
Oh, you are? What caldera means?
I don't know. I was raised here in the United States, but my parents are Spanish.
Okay. Do you have your parents close by?
No.
No, okay.
Well, in the dictionary it says a volcanic crater created by a collapse explosive eruption.
Well, it's number B, a large depression in the ground due to the goblins.
I was reading that too.
That's really funny. That's really cute.
Yeah. Well. So yeah. How wonderful that will be.
Places like that, it's not only one place. We can even have it in Europe, in Turkey, in India, and make the feast. It's the most memorable time of people's life, so everybody wants to come and really experience it. Right now we have it in our house or center, which is not that interesting.
And we can have people from all cultures and all areas, and everyone's welcome.
Yeah, Beyond Mind is definitely working towards that.
Hmm. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Hopefully, we are going to have a lot of centers all over the world that they create the new Parabipras, new elects.
Yes, God willing.
The new samurais.
Yeah. New samurais, because the last samurai is gone.
Yep. They haven't made a movie out of it.
I know, yeah. Yeah. We are approaching the end of the hour, so if anyone would like to jump in, please go ahead. Have anything to say or share? Let's do a quick survey. If we have a feast like that, how many are coming?
I'll be there.
Okay, one. Good start.
I'll probably be there in spirit and on the internet, working my way out of debt here.
We can work something up, Kyosha.
Danny is going to be, Sarah is going to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was so fortunate to be able to go last year. Thanks, God, to everyone.
No problem.
It was just wonderful.
Well, Maitreya, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If we don't count you and I, we have 10 people here, and we have 4. So, 40%.
Okay, the place is around $1,100 a night.
Okay. How about your place?
But actually, we're going to say probably we're going to make it if everybody pay $2,000 to come.
Yeah.
That's going to be $20,000. That covers everything.
Oh, so it's a group, for a group, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought for person.
No. I think around 13 or 14 people can be in the main house. And that's what they charge. But they said they have discount for non-profit organizations, so that's something there. Anyway, I was just driving in the mountain and I decided to go there and find out about the place, and I said, wow, this is it's so far inside the wood that the elks and turkeys and all those things come right to you.
Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
Wow.
And it has fresh, crisp air. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's a good goal to strive for, I guess, for the next feast.
Yeah.
Let's see if God will allow us.
Or maybe 1 year we can all aim for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come here and that. Great.
Well, yeah. I think it has been a good meeting. It's always a blessing to be, of course, in the company of Maitreya God and everyone connected to the mission. So thanks, God.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, God. Thanks, God, for the revelation and the truth that came to us. And may you all, each of you, become an instrument for His will. And get out of your comfort zones. Go to the limb for God.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, yeah. God is the greatest.
For sure.
Thanks, God.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good note to end the meeting. So
yes,
thanks, God, for everyone coming in. Yeah. And I think we can say our shaloms and see you all next month.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom,
everyone.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.
Okay. So now we can end the room, I guess.